This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The parents of Army Captain Humayun Khan have spent the last few days in the national spotlight clashing with Donald Trump. The Khans are just one couple, though, among the millions of parents whose children have gone to war. The spotlight has also thrown into wide relief the agonies and anxieties that military parents struggle with but seldom talk about openly. So writes Alex Horton in the military newspaper Stars and Stripes as he describes the experience of his own parents. Horton is a Texan who served 15 months in Iraq as an Army infantryman. He's now national reporter for Stars and Stripes. Alex, welcome to The Standard.
Thanks for having me, David.
I suppose parents are often left out of this narrative surrounding the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Only now has it become such a thing on the national stage. Is that why you were describing what your parents went through as quiet?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, we've been inundated with war stories as a culture for, you know, thousands of years. But it's, you know, it's the families and their struggles that is kind of the battle and the hardship that's kind of behind the curtain and, you know, on the fringes. So it's not something that's really talked about. And when, you know, Gold Star families became a flashpoint of discussion this week, you know, I felt that was something that needed to be highlighted, that these families deal with a lot and there's a lot of anguish there for the rest of their lives. But even for families of people who are deployed and they come back, you know, it's still a very difficult thing, and that hardship lasts for years, even when they return home healthy.
When did this first dawn on you that your parents were struggling?
I think they were very careful through letters, through instant messaging, through emails to not put too much on me. You know, they would want to hear about my day and listen to what I had to say and nothing about, you know, any kind of troubles they had at home. Like when I talked to my mom for this story, I hadn't realized until this week that she had been fired for a job for coming to see me before I left for Iraq, because she had only been there a short time and she didn't have any vacation days. So when she flew to Seattle to see me off to Iraq, you know, her supervisor didn't like that and she was later fired. So I had no idea that even happened until, you know, almost a decade later, because, you know, she wanted to keep that from me.
Alex, the experience of military parents has now become the stuff of, you know, of politics as of the past several days. What do you think about that?
I feel like it's an important discussion that we haven't had for a number of years, but this is, it's an unfortunate way, you know, with the cons at the DNC and what their reaction has been politically. It's unfortunate that this is the way we're starting to discuss what it means to be a Blue Star family and a Gold Star family, what it means to sacrifice for your family and continue to do so for the rest of your life and sacrifice for your country. But I think the good that's coming out of this is there's finally acknowledgement that, yes, you know, people serve in the military and they go through hardships, but their families do too. That's the good thing that's being gleaned from this discussion. My hope and concern is that this discussion keeps going, and we get something out of it and finally kind of understand that this, you know, when someone goes off to war and comes home, and, you know, it's not just the end of that. It's something that stays with people for the rest of their lives. And, you know, if this episode with the Khans makes people realize that, then, you know, I think on the whole, it's going to be a good thing.
Alex Horton, national reporter for Stars and Stripes, based in San Antonio. Alex, thanks so much.
You're welcome.